This is Cape Town's number one station for music variety. We are Smile FM, and we are also welcoming Mr. Tinus Janssen from Rensburg because it's Tuesday, which means it's Tech Talk with Tinus. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's lovely to see you yet
you
again.
Too.
Today we're talking about something we both saw online. I don't even know how to describe it. It's from what company?
Kawasaki.
Kawasaki. Let's call it the four-legged horse off-road robot.
Yes.
What?
That's an interesting way of describing it. So it's this new robotic off-road vehicle, they call it, mm-hmm. called Corleo. And it's essentially a horse-like machine that you would sit on top of and you hold onto handles in front of you pretty much like you're sitting on a motorcycle. Mm. And it's essentially built to take that motorcycle experience to the next level where you don't need a road. And it's meant for going off-road, through fields, up mountains, through streams, and yeah, essentially kind of integrating the, you know, the Kawasaki-ness, which they are known for making great motorcycles, and putting this in a robot off-road horse.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Exactly.
I'm a little on the fence about this.
I mean, it looks very strange, first of all. If you see somebody in a field running on that thing, you're going to think the world has ended.
What is happening? Where did that come? What portal did that come out of?
Exactly. But it's actually a very sophisticated robot.
Yeah. It would have to be.
Yeah, no, 100%, because it has to obviously remain upright, navigate on rough terrain with this human sitting on the back without having to tell it where to step and or not to step.
How many gyroscopes do you need?
It's dozens, and it's got independently articulating legs. So each leg in itself is its own robot. And then it's got rider monitoring systems on top of that. So you're obviously holding on. It's looking at your heartbeat. It's got a camera feed to make sure that you're okay. And it has sensors that looks at the balance so that if the rider is leaning the one way, it can compensate. It's a very sophisticated, weird robot horse thing.
And it can jump.
It can. It can jump, apparently, up to 6 feet, which is, you know, that's far for a heavy piece of machinery. Looks like it's going to be the rich man's plaything very soon.
Well, yeah, I was just about to say that every time you mention something that they've added there, it just sounds like ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. I don't see it happening here for a while.
Look, it's not going to be a mass market machine anytime soon. As all of these new technologies come out, obviously they start out really expensive and they have this proof of concept, which rich people usually buy, and then that technology starts to trickle down to make these things more cheaper and affordable. Whether or not it would ever be affordable for normal people like us, I don't know. Will it cost as much as a very expensive motorcycle or a car? Probably. They have not released any pricing information. But just the fact that this thing seems to work and work well is very, very interesting because it came out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah. It's definitely telling me we're living in the future. That would be like riding one of those Transformers beast mode guys.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It just looks like a powerful metallic lion with no head.
Right, exactly.
With handlebars in the front.
That's a strange sentence.
Disconcerting, but still quite cool.
It looks very cool. We love these kind of innovative things that are just completely out of the box. Mm. So let's see how it goes. And if they sell any of these, maybe we'll see more versions of that in the future.
Oh, please. I'm putting it into the universe. Can we do a test sometime in the future? I want to ride this. I just wanted to jump from one rock to the other. That just looks so cool. Anyways, we are living in the future, and Tinus will be back next week to explain what else is happening. If you want to find out more, you can go and visit him at bandwidthblog.co.za. We will return to the music right here on Smile FM right after these.